Anything. Anything you got.
Julie.
we're going to take all the outtakes and put them together.
Makes me wonder here, I don't know what you think about this, whether, well, two things really. One, do we edit this before we do that? Do we edit this before we do that? And the other one is, so would we do, forgetting about whether we edited, cut and paste it around and stuff like that, do we again? We can see, and that could consist either of a video or a still. For example, we could just get a phone and run that through that, and you could almost see, you know, there might even be some value in seeing it in that form or in.
So I'm thinking about getting some tilling rods and literally. Reproducing that in some form. And the reason I'm saying that is because we are talking about this group of people, and one way that we could represent the process going on now is to interleave this ticker tape all the way through the room. And also, it's also like a perambulation, you know, like. You know, you could walk around, see the tape, and read what's going on. So it's low tech. And then we've got the tech type stuff to do the other bits, which is the music.
would you get that?
Well, yeah, that's a question.
Because it's like a sort of, it's almost like a printer issue, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you how you could do it, because it's an obvious thing about it. I got hold of this, and I move that across like that. And I move, can I move that across like that, across like that, yeah. And then I get my phone, which I don't know what I've done with it. one artist would have to do. No,
it's
I just take
bits of kit.
You take
take a screenshot.
Yeah. I just remember how to do it. Okay. Shift command. Oh, command. And then I move it to 37.
Yeah.
Because the advantage of that is that number it gives us the.
Coffee at home.
Do your tea first
now. Okay. David, do you want tea as well or coffee? Nothing.
Julie? I've got one on the go.
Okay. Coffee. So that's three coffees and
a whole lot of that. Yeah. It could be really cool. It doesn't matter how long it is.
Small cups are. Which way are the cups?
So we.
In here.
Okay.
No, that one.
We just print it by ourselves.
No.
And of course.
Yes.
If you wanted to, you keep as much of that
Fox.
As you wanted to serve.
Oh, I had a bad one. Okay.
So that is. Well, of course.
It's a visual representation of
the
original sound wave.
Because I'm still trying to get back to this business about how long is it going to be. I mean, because what we're saying there implies that we would do best to have the whole lot, have a whole really long thing. But then it doesn't necessarily mean that we have to do
you
this bit.
You have to
bit.
Write all over it, no, you can just have a sound. It's just a
good. Yeah, I guess what I'm thinking of is that you listen to me. And then you, at a particular point where you felt you knew what you were doing, you wrote as you listened.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how long for?
How long I wrote for? About 14 minutes or so.
So that one battle would have been 14 minutes long. But see, maybe.
But reading it won't be 14 minutes.
No. I guess what I'm trying to get in my head is that regardless of whether I duplicate that process to do this,
mm-hmm.
because of course that could easily be done just with using it again.
Mm.
However, let's leave that aside for a moment. What I'm saying here is, if you like, is that I guess that the role thing, ticket tape thing, could be the whole thing, which was probably the SD card.
Yeah. Probably have it here. But the rest of it isn't.
No. And I was just wondering whether then, you know, given that, even if we never end up using it, I'm going to have to try it because it's a really interesting process for me, and it's also given what we're talking about reading the same thing, it's quite interesting to see because that to me is when it comes really. Screenshots. We've just taken a couple of them.
Yep.
But if I'm going to, you know, use this thing, we would have to decide
which
bit.
Your response is to that. My response is going to be different from your response. You will find different things in it from me. That's the whole point of this.
I know, but it,
so you will
is
things
it,
that I've dismissed, you might think are really interesting.
No, I understand that, but what I'm saying is that if this is the whole length of it,
yeah,
and we were both listening to this bit,
yeah,
then we would have two different responses.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, am I listening to that bit? Or am I going to listen to this bit? Now, we'll have a different response, but it isn't just a different response to the same thing. It's a different response because it's something else.
No, I think you need to listen to the whole thing. Yeah. You may come up with a different response to that bit from me, that's 2A, but you might find something different over here.
Okay, so it's not different because it's a different interpretation of the same thing.
No.
It's different because I've not only selected something else to comment on, but something a different part of the data.
Yeah. And I think for that particular part, that will be the product. But then we will carry on and we'll expand that initial.
I suppose what I'm... Sorry, I'm probably going to get started here, but I'm sort of struggling with myself is the extent to which my expectations are that we produce something that is more harmonic in the end.
And that's what cycling does. That's what the iterative nature of it does.
If we produce
so once we've done that, what we can then do is take our written words and we can decide whether we want to make them into a piece of poetry, a piece of prose, whether we want to make them into a spoken word or a written word. We can also take some photographs. I think that's something that we've missed out on. We're going to be taking some photos of the work in progress.
I'll put it in here, like maybe something can... Yeah. No, I think sometimes you get... I mean, we've already got some of that stuff, haven't we? But sometimes... I was just thinking,